understanding of each side's position, and we're making some progress on certain issues.
But if they do not cut a deal, the White House is preparing to act alone on this.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Officials now seeing the scope of the destruction from Isaias, which is heading north now as a tropical storm downgraded after making landfall in North Carolina last night.
We now have confirmation that at least one person was killed as a tornado touched down in a trailer park outside of Windsor, North Carolina. Several are missing.
Fox's Mike Tobin. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week's weather, much different than last week when we had so many showers and storms around. This week, we're going to be dry many days and hot. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily above 100, lots of sunshine, rain chances about 10% at best both days, lows at night in the low 70s. Thursday looks like a dry day, high temperature closer to the middle 90s. In fact, middle 90s on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours, but the rain chances are really small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon, so let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I am good. Like I was telling you a second ago, I'm sitting in the office down here at the Farm Center talking to Randy. I brought your money by for the ribbons, and you need to ride by the house. My ribbons, I made it. It don't look good. I need help.
Yeah, you need a professionally done ribbon.
Yeah. So I dropped them off for Mom and Dad, the Prattville Carpet, and money for my house, but my house ribbon Yeah, you'll see when you're coming back to the farm center. I live like right across the street from Randy's farm center.
And why am I not surprised that Ray Bowles is behind the Autauga County Blue Crew cause? It makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, you know, my brother was a police officer here, twin brother, for 25 years, which actually worked out really good sometimes because I'd get out a lot of the tickets. But there again, a lot of times I would be measuring, and they were like, why is the popo measuring my room, mama? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm the carpet guy, and they wouldn't believe me. I had that happen way too many times. And they never bought the carpet from me. Can you believe that?
No, actually, I can. I mean, the carpet almost sells itself. Not quite, but it almost does. But
yeah. One time, I mean, years ago, I must have been 10 years ago, I was down on Martin Luther King measuring one, and there was about eight boys sitting on the curb, and they yelled at me, and I was driving the private carpet van, and I rolled down the window, and they said, Ron, you ain't fooling nobody in that van. We know you the popo. And I said, no, I'm Ray. I'm the carpet guy. Let me show you my license.
And I'm the twin brother.
I'm the twin brother. And I showed them my license, and they all started cackling, laughing. They said, you know you can get that made up. You're the popo. I'm like, no, please don't shoot me. I'm not the popo. I'm just a poor, lonely carpet guy. It was fun having the twin brother on the police department. I got to say, we have many, many stories of him, and especially when they first hired him, they didn't know he was a twin. Now, that got really, really good because the Chief Wadsworth had no clue he had a twin running around town.
Now, that is...
And he was on duty somewhere, and he ran into me, and I said, hey, Chief, how you doing? And he looked all confused, and he good, and I walked off and had the whole department looking for Ron, and Ron was running radar, and I pulled him in, and this is a true story now, and... He's like, are you messing with me? Are you trying to pull a joke on me? He's like, what are you talking about, Chief? He said, I just saw you downtown in plain clothes. What are you doing? He said, oh, no, that was my brother. So all of a sudden, I had two squad cars at the house. And they said, Chief Rogers wants to see you. I said, for what? He said, he wants to lay eyes on you. I said, I don't work for him. They said, you got to come. I said, okay, I'll follow y'all down there. So I drove down there. Ron's sitting in the office. I go in the office. He said, if I'd only known, I'd never hired you. I'd have never hired you if I knew the two of you.
That
was 25 years ago, yeah.
Man, if you only kept that under wraps, you could have had a lot of fun.
Like I said, I got a lot of tickets, and there's stories I probably shouldn't say on the radio.
Sure.
But it got me out of a lot of tickets throughout the year because they thought I was Ron. And then Ron would call screaming at me, you're going to get me fired. I'm like, I didn't lie. I just said I was bold. I never said which one I was.
Well, here, before we run out of time, let's not forget about your great business, Prattville Carpet, and it's more than just carpet. I mean, any sort of flooring options. Y'all have any sales going on right now?
Man, they're all over the board. I'm telling you, if you need a floor, you need to come see us. Call us at 285-817. We'll come out, do that free measurement for you, look at what you need, and we're going to find the best floor for the money.
There you go. There you go. Again, that number is 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call that number, be sure to tell them you heard Ray here sharing some stories on News and Views.
Hey, and don't forget to come by Prattville Farm Center, pitch in $10 and get a blue ribbon, put it on your mailbox. It's a very, very great cause. Tammy and Randy Burkhalter have done a great deed by doing this and really getting behind them and pushing it, and I really do appreciate it.
It is a really great cause. You can also check out that Facebook page, folks, the Autauga County Blue Crew. Ray, great talking to you.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye. A News and Views second hour officially begins right after this.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Banati spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender, Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage will be joining us later this hour. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
Now, what's on your mind, Jack? I can just tell. You got something you want to say.
Well, I do. I wanted to offer condolences from News and Views to the family of longtime attorney Ben Poole. Ben died yesterday morning in the hospital with some sort of infection, I'm told. I don't know when the services are or if they'll be open for anybody to attend. Ben Poole's a really good guy. He survived by his wife, Catherine, and a son and a daughter. I know, Greg, I don't know the daughter, but I understand she's in town from Oregon to be with her family. And so our condolences and prayers go out to the Poole family. They're great people, and it's really sad. So yeah. He was only 74 years old, which we all know by today's standards, I ain't old. But anyway, just wanted to bring that up. I'm sure a lot of people in our listening audience know Ben or knew him. And the obituary wasn't in the paper yet because it just happened yesterday. So I wanted to inform everybody about it.
Well, thank you for telling folks, Jack. Yeah, sad. Sad. And sad is not even enough of the word. But I've been through it. Like I said, I know you have. And, you know, sometimes words don't suffice. If you know him personally, go give him a hug. You know, COVID be damned.
Absolutely.
272-9228. Here, there's a call that just came in. We don't have a call screener, so, yeah, let's just answer the damn phone. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is John D., Joey and Jack.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, John.
This is why we have call screeners. No, I'm just...
There you go. Yeah. Oh, Lord. First of all, about Ben Poole, a legendary attorney from, I think, a distinguished family of lawyers. But,
right.
But a very, very skilled attorney and a good man.
And, yeah, I know, and Ben had a sister named Gypsy Capel who was married to Judge John Capel, and both John and Gypsy died a couple of years ago, and I'm friends with their daughter Elizabeth, who's Ben Poole's niece, and we talked yesterday, and I told her how sorry I was, and I just talked to Ben's son Greg a few minutes ago, so you're right, great family.
Yep, and like I said, if you had him as your lawyer, you had a leg up in whatever matter you had. Hey, changing the subject, you know, all this stuff about going back to school and how to ensure the safety of the kids, it hit me late yesterday. I called in at the end of Greg's show, really didn't have a chance to get into it. But here's what you do. When you assemble the kids for morning school or, you know, the beginning of class time, have them all meet out in front of the school and hand them things to, like, throw at the school, you know, like bricks, whatever the antique starter kit. Right, right, balloons filled with paint, ball bearings, you know, and because what we know, right, is that civil protest, there's absolutely no risk. They don't spread COVID. You know, you can be packed in like an Iron Bowl football game, right? But if you're screaming profanity at people in authority and trying to destroy a government building, COVID becomes inactive.
Yeah.
Right?
I forgot about that.
You're right, actually. Yeah, I forgot about that too.
I mean, you're stuck on that, right? Because everything else spreads it. You're at a risk, no matter, you know what I mean? You can't even, you know, stare across the room at somebody and you're liable to get it. Good heavens. You know, all this spike that we've seen. And I will say this, you know, with the college campus, I want to say, look, and I've taught at the college campuses, okay? There's plenty of room for social distancing. what's going to get the kid? They're not going to get it in the classroom. They're going to get it at the bar, you know? And so you can have all the precautions, all the testing that you want, you know? But in other words, we know there's some activities, right? And there's some groups of people that it's just almost, I hate to use the word, it's almost a death sentence. For example, a nursing home.
Yes.
You know, a memory assisted living facility. Danger, danger, you know, bars, churches, funerals where everybody's coming up and hugging on each other and singing hymns, you know. But you know, this whole thing, this just kind of reminds me, you know, when you're growing up and you had a nutty friend that you know, you kind of wanted to help them out and believe in them a little bit. Then after a while, you discovered they were really nuts. And I think that's the way the American public's going to be with the news media after this election's over with and after the pandemic. You know, like the moment when Bugs Bunny was teaching his nephew the history of the world and it all revolved around rabbits.
Yeah.
And then he went to school, you know, got an F on his paper, okay? Well, these folks are like Bugs Bunny, but it's all about Trump. Yeah? Everything's about Trump. And
John, I would like to know, is there a spike in COVID cases where they had riots like in Seattle and Portland and Brooklyn and these other places around the country? You know, the media's not reporting that.
Oh, no, Jack. No. And, you know, and think about it. If you, you know, I was thinking, I was thinking about that last night. It's amazing you said that. And I remember thinking, how do you track that stuff? And what I mean is that a lot of these protesters are from out of town.
Right. So they're taking it back to their communities.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so, for example, like you can trace an outbreak at a bar, you know, and a nursing home, right? They're not going anywhere. Assisted living, and the beach, you know, you kind of.
And don't even get me started on the bars in the nursing homes.
Right.
You know what's so absurd?
Yeah, that'd be like the most dangerous job in the world.
The media is fast to point at college kids assembling in Florida on the beach, and now they're spreading it around, but they don't say a damn thing about the rioters, who are a lot closer together than the kids on the beach, I might add.
Right, right. Goes back to what I led off with, right? That if you have a Molotov cocktail in your hand in downtown Portland, you're completely immune.
Right.
You know, no need to take an antibody test. Because you're not going to get it. They are, but let me tell you, he gets and I'll close with this, the King of the Morons Award, Brian Stelter of CNN, right, who's saying yesterday, you know what, it's the right-wing Trump people that are trying to bait Biden into not debating Trump. Right?
Right.
We're all sitting here as Trump supporters going, that's the one saving grace we have, is that you'll get in the same room with him and everybody will see you have at least one senior moment, maybe four or five, and then it'll change the dynamic of the race. But yeah, blaming conservative pundits, especially, for stoking all of this.
You can't necessarily say Joe Lockhart is a conservative who urged Biden in the New York Times not to debate Trump. And he's not the first Democrat operative to say that. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, John.
No, you're right, Jay. But let me close with this thought. As somebody said, though, don't be too hard on Brian Stelter, okay? Because you know what? Like most Americans, he probably doesn't watch CNN either.
Right. Well, and he's probably been bullied all of his life, you know, and it just, you know.
I know. Well,
poor bastard.
Right. Like I said, on election day, Americans are going to go hand in their history papers, and we'll just see. Did they listen to the right people, or did they listen to Bugs Bunny? And
well, and by the way, before you go, let me ask John, you bringing up the Bugs Bunny history. Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he dressed up like a girl bunny?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. I was just asking.
Right.
He looked like a bad drag queen, in my opinion.
Well, but you know what, though? If you remember the Tasmanian Devil film, okay? I mean, just file that one away.
Yeah.
Still trying to deal with all that. Y'all be good. Love your show.
Appreciate it, John. 272-9228. Is there a way, if, for all these people who want to have fights or, you know, go scream their heads off about what's going on in the country, can we just, like, cordon off, like, 5 square miles, let's say, in, like, Kansas or Nebraska, and just let people go at it? Would that be legal? Like, if you want to get in a big group and drink a bunch of Kool-Aid together, that's cool. And let's just hope that, you know, it's not spiked or something like that.
I think a much easier way to do it would be to get a pillow and go outside and beat it with a tennis racket. That'll get a lot of it out of you.
Coming soon, the new News and Views from 9 to Noon pillow and tennis racket set. Are you pissed off? Here, beat your pillow with this racket. It's a hoot.
270-9228.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Clark. How are you doing?
Doing all right, Clark. How are you?
I got a comment for you.
All right.
There's an article about Alabama band ends its run on America's Got Talent. It was the JD band.
Right.
There was an interesting quote that wasn't on the WSFA, but it's on AL.com. The band director, Brandon Howard, said that Montgomery has a lot of rich history. It's a very difficult place to live. The crime rate is high. The poverty rate is high. He said this on national television. I find that rather interesting.
I heard him.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that, and I wondered. I wanted to give him a break. I had a retired school teacher that was raising hell about it, and I listened to him. And what I think he was maybe trying to say is this: a lot of these kids grew up poor, and they were around crime, and we provide an environment for them that they can get away from that and be successful playing in a band. That's what I wanted to read into it, but part of me wanted to say, that guy's being a total jackass, getting on national TV and bashing Montgomery, Alabama. So
yeah, I mean, he should go teach band in Portland.
Well, I see what you're saying.
But, hey, and also, Jack, do you have any idea who pays for that trip? That's got to be a pretty expensive trip.
Well, he said that they'd raise the money themselves.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, really?
You know, he didn't, yeah. And I know this is not really Clark on the phone, but I appreciate
One more thing to think about. You know, if they do go through the rechanging of these names, they're going to have to rebrand everything. They're going to have to buy new uniforms, new signs.
Someone asked me the cost of that yesterday, and I have no earthly idea what it's going to cost. But, you know, we're about to get a millage increase, so on our property tax.
You're right.
So,
as always, you guys do a great job. Talk to y'all soon.
Right, thanks, Clark.
Thanks, guys.
272-9228. Do you want to take John DeVoe before the break or after the break?
Yeah.
Before the break?
Yeah, let's take John DeVoe.
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Jack.
Hello. Hey, bless and peace and see you and your entire listening audience,
Reese's
John.
Reese's Pieces, John.
You as well. Peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest. You know, it's my position that any technology that is so intrusive that a person can't think in private in their own minds because of it, or sleep in private in their own beds, in their own homes because of it, and that's just too intrusive.
What technology are you speaking of, John?
I mean, I don't know what it is, and I don't know how it is, and I don't know who it is, but I just know that any kind of devices, technological devices that takes that much privacy away from America is just too intrusive.
But you don't know what it is, how it is, or who it is behind it?
Cell phones.
Cell phones?
For one, yeah. That knows where you are, that knows when you TT, as they say. Knows
then stop
when
filming it.
When you're going down the road, knows all about you. And somebody's capturing all that information. That's what John DeVos said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like...
And that's just too much monitoring. I mean, there ought to be... If there's not a God-given right, you know, if there's not a God-given right protected somewhere in the Constitution of the United States of America, that Americans have enough privacy where they can think in private in their own minds without somebody else listening to their thoughts, and that they can sleep in private in their own beds, in their own homes, without somebody else watching or listening or whatever. If that's not protected in the Constitution of the United States of America, it ought to be.
Well, it doesn't matter to these people, John.
And in any country where people don't have that much privacy, then I don't know if they, in that country, they ought to be judging anybody else about how they run their country. Now, you know, I say that as a veteran of the United States military. I served on the demilitarized zone in South Korea. Mm. Now, the thing about the DMZ and the thing about soldiers serving in, you know, the Korean War never ended. Right. They just reached a ceasefire. So even the soldiers serving in South Korea, to this very day, in all branches of the service, they are Korean War veterans. And I served on the DMZ in South Korea for South Koreans to be free, and I think that Americans should at least be that free, to be able to think in private in their own minds without somebody else listening to their thoughts, and sleep in private in their own beds, in their own homes, without somebody else watching or listening, without their consent and against their will.
And the Fourth Amendment's there for a reason. Now, it can't just be a parchment barrier, just words on a page. People have to uphold it. But, yeah, that's why we have the Fourth Amendment. Now, I don't know if your cell phone's reading your thoughts, but also people can make choices to limit the amount of data they're giving out. There's all sorts of creative ways to limit that. So some of it's take your own responsibility. Don't let certain things in your home that can get your data. And you can invest in a monthly VPN system or install a lot of stuff that can protect you. But then on top of that, yeah, we had to especially watch out for our government or even more nefarious governments like the authoritarian one in China.
In Beijing, President Xi, powerful guy, powerful.
Yeah, we got to be able to stand up to that and keep our wits about us. Though this whole thing about TikTok seems a little overblown to me.
Yeah, last I heard that they're going to, Bill Gates is going to buy it.
Yeah, Microsoft wants to buy it. But Trump's going to allow it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings.
No, he doesn't know what's doing it, how it's done, or who's behind it, but he wants it to stop.
You're a little rough on John DeVos.
He's a great guy.
You and Dan are rough on John DeVos.
No, and you're not. You're just playing the good cop.
I met him one time.
All those things you say off the air.
You don't hear me say anything, but oh God, it's John DeVos again. And I would tell John. I just told John.
I've met him.
He's listening. Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. He just doesn't always share our beliefs, and that didn't make him a bad guy.
No, he's very unassuming. I met him not too long ago, or actually it was years ago at Bomb Hours. Yeah, he's a very nice guy. But that call just tickled me a little bit there. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. News and views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group, which is named after Bo Goodson, right? Yeah. Bo Goodson, yeah. He's really just a rock star in the real estate market here in Montgomery. Everybody knows Bo. 40-plus years of experience in the River Region real estate market, which means, well, he really knows what he's doing, and he's put a team together at the Goodson Group to back him up and to help, well, put that experience to great use, whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home here in Montgomery or the surrounding areas, or if you're looking to have that rental property managed, which can be a pain if you're doing it yourself. Have the Goodson Group manage that for you. Also, Bo's experience really comes to bear at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So, you know, it's not one of these classes where you just pick up your textbook and it's paint by number, essentially. No, it's a very interactive class where Bo Goodson is telling a lot of stories, asking a lot of questions, getting you to engage and understand the many different scenarios you might face as a real estate agent, whether you're going for your real estate license or you're just looking to be a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market. The Bo Goodson Real Estate School, well, it's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state for good reason. It's got 40 years of experience plus the great team Bo has already put together. So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, have that rental property managed, or you want to learn a little bit more about the real estate market at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, you need to check out the Goodson Group today. You can check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack, and we'll be right back.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Montgomery's favorite mattress store since the last century, and I'm sorry to say the amazingly successful last half of July sale is over. I was going to start a back-to-school sale, but that's kind of a sore subject with folks now. So Mr. Sandman Mattress is now having an awesome August sale. This sale will absolutely end on August 15th because that's when our Labor Day sale starts. What I am trying to say is Mr. Sandman is always having a sale on Central Alabama's largest selection of mattresses, beds, and headboards. We won't sell the cheapest of the cheap, but we do have a nice selection of budget mattresses, a whole lot of queen sets between $4.99 and $8.99, and our premium sets now include Beautyrest Black, Serta Eye Comfort, latex sets from Jameson and Sutherland. We also stock adjustable bases, and we have a few special purchase full-size adjustable bases on sale for only $4.99. We have added more bedroom suites, and we can special order. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River Region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Let's go right to the phones here and talk to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, is Jack there?
He hasn't rolled back into picture yet.
Well, I'm so glad that...
He likes to do errands around the house in the middle of the show, you see.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad John DeVoe doesn't like being spied on, and maybe he'll consider voting for President Trump this time instead of Obama Biden, who spied on presidential candidates, senators, congressmen, journalists, anybody that might potentially be an enemy of his, he spied on.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
No, I think it's absolutely true. I mean, you've heard me rant and rave about that before, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll spare you and the audience another rant on that for the time being. But that is one of the biggest issues facing the country, in my humble opinion.
Did you get that picture of that the earmuff mask from Gateway Pundit I sent you?
Yeah, the earmuff mask.
Please show that to Dan, because that's what I thought was going to be so funny. Do you know what an e-collar is for a dog? It's an Elizabethan collar?
Yeah.
That's when they were first describing it, like, that's why I pictured like a funnel that, like a dog e-collar on you, was why I got so tickled that day. And how can these old people walk around with hearing aids and glasses and masks and then try to put a face shield on them, and now they're, you know, it's just, it's never enough. They just want to see how far they can go to control you, in my opinion.
No, I think that's a large part of it, actually. Maybe not every single public health official who's working out there, but it just the way the larger trends change and, oh, we need to do this now. This is the new thing to do. I'm a little suspicious of that, this whole conformity push.
Yeah. On that Jesse Goldberg, that professor at Auburn.
Yeah, that guy.
I sent an email, and I sent it to you, too, but I would like to challenge all the Auburn people to write them a letter about him. They're weighing their options right now, is what I understand with him. But it's the AU alumni at Auburn.edu if you want to file a complaint about his hate speech about doing, you know, about cops.
Yeah, we've been talking about this the last few days, but here's the quote from a tweet he put out. F every single cop, every single one. The only ethical choice for any cop to make at this point is to refuse to do their job and quit. The police do not protect people. They protect capital. They are instruments of violence on behalf of capital. Actually, they are instruments of violence in enforcing the law.
I was looking at him the other day, and some of his pages have already been scrubbed from... You know, when I go to search for him and use my search engine. But this guy's off the rocker for Alabama, at least. I mean, he's from Cornell, which is, an excellent school, but not us. You know, I wish Jack would come back on this property tax. You know, the federal government gave the state of Alabama, I think it was $1.9 billion. And Governor Ivey is doling it out here and there, right?
Oh yeah, sugar.
So and yet we get a $1.9 billion windfall, and that we got to increase property rates.
Yeah, brilliant. And we're gonna have the ballot, you know, decision here in November. The public will get to decide.
And then the last thing I really want to talk about is the poor children. And I looked online to see what exactly is virtual learning. And what they're doing is they're calling, you have a life coach to help the child. Well, the life coach ends up being the parent. And how does a parent get to go to work and, say, have three or four children in different grades, or even two children? How do they have time to sit down and do that with their child? There's no way that the child can keep up unless it's a stay-at-home mom or dad. Any thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, that continues to be the issue here. And I ideally think homeschooling co-ops are the way to go, especially for parents who maybe don't have the extra
time. But I would look into the co-op idea, or, I mean, this whole people having to stay and do schooling virtual is going to, I think, wake a lot of folks up and parents up about what their options are, let's say.
To me, it would put teacher jobs in jeopardy. If the life coach is the parent, then why not have your very best teacher? You could have one lecturing on one subject and eliminate 10 other teachers.
Well, that would be so sad.
Yeah. Well, I know I've taken up enough time, but bye. Thank you.
Bye, Flower Child. Thank you. Thank you. 272-9228. Jack, you weren't here, but Flower Child was making the point that with the $1.9 billion, billion with a B, given through CARES Act funding to the state for KI to divvy out, why do we need a property tax increase here locally? You know, just great timing here by the county commission and school board and local delegation.
Well, let me just tell you, I just think the school board has a lot of nerve to ask the taxpayers to pony up more money. It's going to be $33 million, and they have proven, even this new school board, I mean, they don't mind running around changing school names.
Right.
But, which has nothing to do with student outcomes. They sure don't have a problem with being politically correct, but they need to drill down and find out why our school system in this county sucks, S-U-X, sucks. And I don't think we ought to give them another damn dime until they show that they're not stealing from the school system, that they go after these crooks and prosecute them, because this should not stand, that this a-hole over at Jeff Davis made $300,000 creating phony corporations to pay money to, and he is not behind bars? Come on. And this is one spot audit of the school system.
Right.
I mean, over what, one fiscal year?
Right.
I mean, let's get to the bottom of this and tell these people, hell no, you're not getting any more money. You're not worth your damn salt. And if you prove that student outcomes improve, we'll give you your more money. But until then, screw you. We're turning off this faucet. We're not dripping the taxpayers dry because you a bunch of boobs are so damn incompetent that you can't run a school system. So go to hell on your tax increase.
You said boobs. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Hey, guess who's in the studio, Jack?
Well, she's not a boob, but you're talking about Kim Williams.
No, she's brilliant, and she's saving people.
How you doing, Kim?
More news and views when we come back. We'll be with Kim Williams of Alabama Home Mortgage after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week's weather, much different than last week when we had so many showers and storms around. This week, we're going to be dry many days and hot Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily above 100, lots of sunshine, rain chances about 10% at best both days, lows at night in the low 70s. Thursday looks like a dry day, high temperature closer to the middle 90s. In fact, middle 90s on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours, but the rain chances are really small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. In studio with me, Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. Again, Jack rolled out of
the I know, he rolled off like that.
Like I said, he likes to do errands in the middle of breaks, and sometimes they take a little longer than the actual break.
He needs to come on back, right? That's pretty slick there, though.
Yeah, we've got it all set up with video conferencing and whatnot. But, I mean, you had to do some of this, right, during the pandemic, kind of remotely working?
Yeah, with the team.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick, though. It'd be neat if I could do that with customers. I mean, I guess anything's possible, right?
Yeah, if they're ready to Zoom it up or Teams or Skype or whatever you want to use. It's pretty impressive technology, and once he comes, we'll hear him when he comes back on.
Okay,
I'll be
good.
Able to see him. But good. How are things going at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Well, Joey, last time I was here, I told you how busy we are.
Oh, yeah.
It hadn't slowed down.
You made a guarantee. You said if somebody's got a 4% or more rate, you're going to save them money.
Absolutely.
Not stage. I mean, I assume that's still true.
Absolutely.
Of course. 4%
or so. Yes. Yeah. You know, that's a good question. Just the impact rate has on money. Let me give you an example. Customer, just late yesterday afternoon, called in, only owes $130. I mean, $130,000, you can tell how busy we are, right? My brain sells it. But owes $130,000. And relatively speaking, that's not a large mortgage amount.
Right.
And he opened his mortgage, and he very well may be listening, 2 years ago, 4.125. Good rate back then. Well, now the rate is 2.875. On $130,000, well, you're talking about $252 a month savings. It's amazing how, obviously, 1%, 2%, you know, it impacts the mortgage payment and the savings, even on a smaller amount.
Sure.
Smaller amount of money. Because obviously the more you owe, the more you save. But, I mean, that was just one example. But, you know, I look at it and I say, you know, I knew that it was going to save, but I didn't realize the savings were going to be this grand.
Right.
$230.
Right.
And that's big when you've got like a $700 mortgage payment.
Yeah, that's
cutting it down
massive.
To like $480 or $470.
Man, no, that can be a whole new line item in a budget right there. I mean, you could
absolutely
really free yourself up doing that.
And you could, you know, if you've got, we just had one yesterday too. I mean, they're right here on the tip of my tongue. Had 17 years remaining. And was able, and they were at 4.875. There's a lot of fours and higher out there. And for the life of me, I can't understand. I mean, if they just, I mean, love their bank so much that they're just overpaying on their mortgage.
Right. It's a matter of just they need to pick up the phone, call you, see how much they can be saving. And some folks just don't know. They're sitting on it, they make the payments, and they don't realize they're leaving money on the table.
Absolutely. But, I mean, those are interest savings.
Right.
I mean, that's how much money they could, you know, do something else with, plan for tomorrow, or put it back. I mean, go ahead and, you know, start saving for retirement.
Well, and look who just showed back up.
Oh, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Jack, you know, I tell you what, I was sitting here and I couldn't hear anything in the studio, but I could see you. And I didn't realize how much you talk with your hands.
I mean, I should have been a Jewish mother.
I'm telling you, I mean, I was enjoying it.
Well, let me just say this. There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
There is.
Jack, you know there is.
I do know there
is. You know, There's no fluff behind that. That's for real. That is the real deal. There's a big difference in mortgage lenders. And that's why if you are currently buying a home or looking to buy your next home, you should pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. I've got a skilled, energetic staff standing by to take your call right now, and let's see how much money we can save you, whether you're buying or refinancing. It doesn't matter, okay? Anything to do with a mortgage in a house, you more likely than not, you qualify to do something better than what you've got, and that something better is going to put more money in your checkbook.
Well, you know what I like is that, and we've started talking about this in the last 6 months, if you've never bought a house before, you need to call and get pre-approved, because then you know how to barter with your real estate person is what you can and can't afford. I think that's a really great that's a great asset that your company has.
Well, anybody if they've even reached out to a realtor, you know, interested in a property, more likely than not, the first question is, have you been pre-approved? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for lack of a, you know, I don't know any other way to put it, they're not going to waste your time or their time looking at houses if you don't qualify to buy one.
And there are some folks that they won't even take you seriously unless you already are pre-approved. Like, you want to put in an offer.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a pre-approval letter, they're, you know, okay, who are you?
Right. And right now in the market, I mean, when you're put, you know, these homeowners that are putting their homes on the market, I mean, they're getting contracts, like, right away. So if you've got, you're bidding, which more like, you know, you will be bidding, okay? Mm-hmm. If it's a desirable home, somebody else is right behind you, right in front of you, right beside you. And if you don't have your pre-approval letter, and they do, guess what? Guess what? Well, they just sealed the deal, not you.
Well, there you go. There you go. I mean, and this is why you got to do things the right way. I know there are a lot of folks who don't go into the home buying process because I'm not using as a put down the word ignorant in the sense that they've never looked into it. They maybe thought about buying a place, but because they don't know the process, they just don't take the extra step. But it's as easy as a phone call.
It's intimidating. It can be intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, we cushion that. No, just give us a call. We'll take it from there.
And really can't be beat on price.
I cannot be beat on price.
In fact, you never have been.
I never have been.
But so far, yeah. I mean, this is what, and you're so confident about it. You've got like this $100 bill.
I've always thing. Look a standing offer. Look, if you
right.
you get it in writing. I'll put mine in writing. Get it in writing from another company. If they can beat our pricing, I'll give you $100. I'll give you a cup of coffee and I guess elbow bump now instead of a hug.
Well, y'all really are doing great work over there, folks. So it's 567-4223.
You got it. 567-4223.
MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. An equal housing lender, right?
That's right.
That's one NMLS number. You have your own personal MLS number.
372-374.
There you go. All these numbers, all these things.
Well, we want to get them out there, right?
Yeah,
we want to get
exactly.
them out there. You can go track us. Go track us.
Well, Kim,
and Kim, there
is a difference in mortgage companies. And if you'll talk to customers who have closed with us, they will tell you that there is some is and is. I mean, there's some sizzle there.
There's some sizzle.
You're darn right.
Well, there's not just sizzle. There's some steak behind that sizzle, too.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
got
right.
going on.
You can replace the ramen noodles with a steak.
There you go. Kim, great seeing you. We got to hit our break here, but I really appreciate you being a sponsor, but also appreciate the work you're doing for so many folks who are out there listening who do give y'all a call.
We love it.
Yeah.
We love it. Thank you. Well, bye, Jack.
We'll hit a quick break.
Bye, Kim. Y'all want to see my dog?
Yeah.
Oh, there, Bugsy. He can't hear us. Bugsy.
Ruff, ruff.
He's adorable. He's got so much darn energy.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. We'll be right back. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Before we enter top of the hour break, let's take a call or two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Mark C.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing good. How are you and Joey and Jack?
I'm doing all right. Jack, you know, rolled off again. He's doing his own thing. He's up to something. I'll ask him when he comes back again.
Okay. I was just going to mention, you know, listening today, your listeners are really pointing out a lot of hypocrisy today. Going back to the Silent Patriot, and you were in the discussion about the shutting down and then the people that are just, you know, crazy about the mask, which, you know, I wear a mask. I mean, it doesn't bother me either way. But the same ones that are you know, blowing their horns the loudest, you know, he pointed out the Roe versus Wade, you know. You don't care about the people you're walking around. Well, you know, you don't care about the baby in your stomach. You know, then that's. You know, I agree with him 100%. And then your caller with the John DeVoe, you know, I didn't know what political party John DeVoe pushed, but obviously it's a Democrat. But I did want to thank him for his service. You know, he mentioned Korea there if he was in the military. But yeah, his complaint was being spied on, and it's the Democrats that are doing it. I mean, how do these people on the left sit there and whine and cry about all these issues? When there's, you know, you go to Black Lives Matters and look at the history of the Democratic Party, and it's like, and you guys are still putting them in office. I mean, it's just crazy to me.
Well, and the one thing that I just love is they yell systemic racism. The system is, it's the system creating unequal.